Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. We are so grateful to be here in the service once again. Today is Tuesday. It is the 15th day of June 2021. We are glad that you have joined us here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. We are certainly a circle of friends, and we know a friend who's closer than a brother, and that is Jesus Christ himself, and we are just so grateful that God has allowed us to sleep last night in the very image of death, but we woke up this morning, hallelujah, just giving him praise, giving him honor, and giving him the glory, because he is a glorious God. So we thank every sister and brother who has joined us and those who will join us later today, those who may want to be here and cannot make it. We thank God anyhow for each and every person in this place today. So we are going to get started this morning, and we know that God continues to just bless us and keep us and delivers us from every harm and danger. He's the one who is dependable. He is sovereign. He has no respect of person. And what he has done for one, he can and will do it for another. So I'm going to sing a song that's been ringing in my head this morning. And then we'll go into prayer. Once I get through singing, we'll see where we are led to go today. As Jesus moves your heart, as Jesus moves your heart, you can do your part. You can do your part. Just love one another each and every day. Love one another each and every day. That is the way to go today. That is the way to go. As Jesus moves your heart. As Jesus moves your heart. You can do your part. You can do just love one another each and every day. Love one another each and every day. That is the way to go today. That is the way to go. Hallelujah, Jesus. That is what God wants us to do. He wants us to love one another each and every day. That is what will help to make this world to be a better place as we love one another through Jesus Christ. Jesus himself gave his life for us. He loved us enough to do that. So because of his love, we can have our love for one another. So each and every one of us, we are just grateful that God has blessed us, and we're going to pray this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we just thank you so much for your grace, for your mercy. Thank you for your love, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you are a loving God. Thank you, Father, that right now you are just reigning over each and every one of our lives, oh God, and you sit in the heavens and you laugh at the devil. Hallelujah, Jesus, and you sing over us with joy, oh God. My God, my God, we just thank you so much, God, for just being, you're everywhere. You see all things, and all power is in your hands. The world is ruled at your command, oh God. You rule and you super rule, Father. My God, my God, my God. How awesome is your name in all the earth, oh God. We just praise you this morning because you are loving us right now, my God. And you have showed us how to love. You have shown us how to love. And that is unconditionally, Father. So we're grateful for your love today. Thank you for Jesus and the blood that he shed on Calvary so we could be free. Thank you, Jesus, for the stripes you bore so that we could be healed. My Jesus, we thank you for the healing today, because healing is a magnificent thing for anybody who is sick, Lord. We thank you for those who have gone to the hospital for operations, that you have taken the doctor's hands and allowed them to do what they're supposed to do. Their minds are clear. In the name of Jesus, my God, we just thank you so much for even people who may not even go to the hospital, just believe in you as they reach out in faith and touch the hem of your garment in the spirit. As a woman who had the issue of blood, she said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole. Hallelujah, Jesus. So we thank you for healing and wholeness today, Father. In the name of Jesus, healing of mental conditions, oh God. Thank you for healing of physical conditions, Father. Emotional conditions, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that the healing spirit is taking over right now. Healing even relationships, oh God. We thank you for that this morning. In the name of Jesus, Lord, there are those, oh God, who have been sick for a long time, oh God. Didn't seem like they were going to get well, but you are healing today, God. You're removing pain from bodies today, oh God. Removing infections, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, sinus infections, oh God. And somebody may have infections in other parts of their body. And we know, God, today that you made the bodies. And you're healing today, oh God. So we thank you for healing in the name of Jesus, my God, cleaning up the bloodstream, oh God. In the name of Jesus, every blood vessel, every corpuscle, every tissue, Lord, is being healed right now. My God, we just believe, oh God, that as the scripture has said, out of our belly shall flow rivers of living water. Let the living water from Jesus Christ flow through and in each and every one of us, oh God, as we seek you each and every day, God. We seek you and we find you, God, as we knock, Lord. The doors are open, God, so we thank you for open doors this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God, we just praise you for your mighty acts, oh God, to the children of men. We're grateful for the Holy Ghost, and it is our reminder of who we are. It leads us, guides us. Yes, we thank you for the Holy Spirit this morning. My God, we do realize it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit. Yes, Lord, you said that is the truth, oh God, of your word. So we thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost today. So Holy Ghost, lead us and guide us as we go through this hour of power of prayer. We're grateful, Lord, that we have the spirit of unity here. As we come together, oh God, we're on one accord with you, God. As we come together, Lord, we see the mighty things that you are doing, oh God. The miracles, the signs, the wonders are following us because we do believe, oh God. And those demonic spirits that are out there are being pulled down. The strongholds, oh God, are being pulled down. Word of God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We glorify your name, God, because you are doing great and wonderful things this morning. So we praise you, Father. We glorify your name, God. We magnify you today, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We just thank you, God, today for just the beauty of holiness, oh God, and the spirit of righteousness this morning. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise and magnify your name. Glory, 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 glory to your name, God. We just praise you today, God, because you are healing our children, oh God. Many children have been distraught, oh God. And we thank you, God, today for just doing a great and wonderful thing this morning as we are trusting and depending on you, God. We know, God, today that there is
Lord, anybody there?
Thank you, God. Yes, God, yes, God, yes. We praise you this morning for just everything that you're doing. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, God, my God, we thank you and we praise you today. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to ask our if you will pray, and we'll go from there. Amen? Okay, I don't know if we're having a problem with the station this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. So we can anybody hear me this morning? Can you hear me?
Good morning. This is Teresa. I'm listening.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, good
How
morning.
How are you? Good morning.
Love you. Love me. How are you doing?
Good.
All right.
This is Glenda. I'm here.
Okay. Sister Glenda. All right.
Unmuted.
Okay. All right. So we're sure what is going on, but it seems like, okay, Sister Yvonne, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I'm seeing the numbers, I mean, the phones are dropping and coming back in. I'm not sure if there's an issue this morning. All right, but we're going to keep going, and we hope that things will work out as they are supposed to. I know from time to time the station acts up a little bit, but we're going to move on in the Lord today because we know that our Lord God Almighty is still in the midst of what we're doing today. I'm going to see if our Sister Grace, are you available to pray this morning?
Good morning.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay, Sister Grace, and then I'm going to ask one more person. Sister Marcella, are you available to pray?
Yes, I am, ma'am.
Okay, so if Sister Grace will go in there and Sister Marcella, that would be lovely. Thank you.
Good morning. Thanks be to God for your unspeakable gift, the gift of your Son, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord our God, for your person and your presence. We thank you that we are able to gather together and have fellowship with you and with one another. Oh, Lord our God, you're the author and finisher of our faith. We love you, Lord. We love you with all of our heart. And all of our expectancy and hope is in you, in your word, oh Lord God, in your promises, oh God, in your quickening spirit, oh God, that gives us life, oh God, that causes us to have our hope in you, oh Lord our God, as you caused us to hope from our mother's breast, oh God, our hope and our expectancy and our memories, oh God, and our memory, oh God, and our just all that you are, oh God, and all that you teach us about yourself and about ourselves, oh God, that we're not consumed by our failures, oh God. We've retained your hope within us, oh God, and we're able to continue, oh God, in this life, oh God. For you said, and there are our tribulations, oh God, but we should continue, oh God, in you, oh God, and in faith, oh God. For faith is the substance of things hoped for, the immediacy of things not seen, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, oh Lord God, that you continue to teach us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And oh, Lord God, especially for me, oh, Lord God, that we not become hardened, oh, God, but remain pliable and available to you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for people that you bring up, oh, God, in fear of an admonition of yourself, oh, Lord, oh, God, that our leaders, oh, God, arise among us, oh, God. You draw us and them, oh God, by your spirit, oh Lord our God. We ask you, oh God, that you bind us to you, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, and to one another, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord our God. And may your word, according to your promise, cover the earth as the waters cover the sea, oh Lord our God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you for your ministry, oh God, among us, oh God, your teachers, your preachers, your evangelists, your ministers, oh God, your apostles, your doorkeepers, oh God, and your pastors, oh God, all, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we sit expectantly at your feet, oh God, that we have chosen according to Martha, And Mary, oh Lord, that we have chosen the greater portion in the name of Jesus. And we pray for our leaders, oh God. We thank you for them. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We ask you, oh God, to take care of the things that concern them, that they may apply themselves to the work that you have for them for such a time as this, O Lord our God, that you cause them always to make the right decisions, O God, that you keep their person safe, O God, from harm and from danger and from sickness, O God, that we may have the continuity of government, O Lord our God. And we ask, O God, that you are the head of all, O God, in the name of Jesus. We need you, O God, to be the head, O God, as you are, O God, and for us to accept and acknowledge that, O Lord, our God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to cause our lawmakers to make laws that bless those that do good and punish those that do evil. We ask you to expose every antichrist spirit and have those people removed and replaced by godly men and women of high moral character. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper that love thee. May peace be within your borders and prosperity within your gates. For our brethren, our namesake, will now say, let peace be among you, O Lord our God. We pray for the President of Israel, for the Prime Minister of Israel, and for the Mayor of Jerusalem, O God, in the name of Jesus. And we're watching, O Lord our God. We're watching and we're praying, O God, in the name of Jesus. And we pray without ceasing. And we thank you for our fellowship, O God, in the name of Jesus. Amen, and without ceasing. Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. El I God, the strong one, Father in heaven, the Lord is our shepherd, Holy God of Israel, Adonai, Jesus, God of Israel, we come this morning once again. We have come to ask the Lord to refresh us this morning, Father God. We have come to thank you in advance, Father, because you know what this day holds, Father God. We don't know, but Father, we trust you, Father. We are trusting in your promises. Holy Redeemer, because you live, we are here this very moment, Father God. We have come with grateful heart. We are going to keep blessing your name. We are going to keep shouting your name. We are going to keep sending your name in the atmosphere, Holy God. Father in heaven, without you, we are nothing. Without you, we will fail. Blessed Redeemer, thank you for every family represented here this morning, Father God. Thank you, God, that you're the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. You're still healing. You're still restoring. You're still showing up. You're still reminding us that you're big. You're a big God, regardless of the challenges we face. Holy Redeemer, we will keep praying for our government, praying for our community, our churches, our leaders. Thank you, Father God, for what you're doing, even when what we can't see, when we keep praying, we trust in the name of Jesus, our mighty God. Praise your name this morning, Adonai, Jehovah. You are the I Am. You are the one who provides for us. You are the all-sufficient one. Holy God, everlasting God, you are a jealous God, Father God. We will serve and only you, Father God. We will bow to no other God but you. I worship you this morning with everyone who is here, Father God. Thank you for what you're doing on this line, Father God. Prior prayer and deliverance, Father God. Thank you for your pastor. Thank you for the apostle. Thank you for all those you have risen up, Father God, that comes here daily to facilitate, to lead, and to be obedient to your voice, Father God. Thank you for the many blessings, Father God, as we pour out, Father God. You are the one who replenishes us, Father God. I praise your name this morning, and I will forever honor you. You're King, you're Master over everything, Father God. You're a creator of life. Bless us this day, Father, as you always do, Father God. We don't even have to petition you, Father God, because you are concerned about every detail of our life, our going out, our coming in. I will forever praise you. I will not shut up, Father God. We will keep singing your name, praising, reading your word, standing on your promises, Father God. We will keep sending your name in the atmosphere, praying for our loved one, praying for those who are lost, those who once served you and have turned away from you, their first love. Only you can draw them back, Father God, as we keep trusting in the name of Jesus. I praise you and I honor you, Father, and for all those who have come this morning, God. Thank you for meeting their needs. Thank you for the healing in your wings this morning as you outstretch them over our household, Father God, even in the prison cell, Father God, the rehab, the nursing home, the homeless shelter, Father God. Your name will be sounded everywhere, Father God, over troubled waters this morning, Father God. Your sons and daughters have come to pray and to stand in the gap for many who are broken, the many who are discouraged, the many have walked away. As we pray, Father God, you draw them back in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Yeshua, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Holy One, as we keep praying and praising you, Father God. You are doing miracles, Father God, because you are the only God who performs miracles. Thank you for this blessed day, another day to get it together, another day to pray and to announce the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, my dear Sister Grace and our Sister Marcella, for these wonderful prayers this morning. We appreciate them, and we appreciate everybody who is here. This is so awesome to be able to come together. We don't see each other right now, but we can hear each other, and we can continue to do what God has called us to do, and that is to pray. Hallelujah. He did say pray without ceasing, and that's what we will continue to do as long as we have the opportunity and the breath of our bodies. I believe that we will continue to do that. And so this morning we're going to go ahead and get into the Word, and then we will see what we have, the time that we have after that, if we have time to take prayer requests and praise reports or whatever that we would be able to do after we do our scripture, our Word for this week. And so we want to say that we will praise God for He is. That is my title for today, Praise God for He Is. And you can put whatever you want to after the word is. He is our healer, our keeper, the lover of our souls. He's the one who just does everything well, and He gets us out of trouble. When we get into trouble, He forgives us, for God is the one who is always going to be there. So our scripture of the week was in the book of Psalms, Psalms 138, verses 1 through 8. And so we know that God, we will continue to praise God, for He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. And when you're praising the Lord, I'm sure that He is just smiling down on us and He's rejoicing over us. The Word tells us that He sings over us with joy. So, you know, when you do well and you're doing what you can to please God, not just the fact that you just want to just have a form of godliness and denying the power thereof, we will do this from our hearts. And so we're going to read this Psalm chapter 138 this morning. I hope you have some pen, paper, and can take down some notes and let this word minister to you and be of benefit for you as you go forward. It's food for the soul, and that's why we study and read the Word of God, because it's feeds our spirit, man. Yes, it does. Like we feed our natural persons, we want to feed our bodies too. I mean, our souls too, with the Word of God. So here, Psalms 138, 1 through 8, it says, I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. Verse 3 says, in the day when I cried, thou answerest me and strengthenest me with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Verse 6 says, though the Lord be high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly. But the proud he knoweth afar off. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. Verse 8 says, the Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands. Hallelujah, Jesus. So So we just thank the Lord this morning because we know that David was a man after God's own heart, and he did some magnificent things, and he did some things that were not so good, but the Lord God Almighty blessed him, and David praised the Lord. He sought the Lord. He sang unto the Lord, and, you know, as we think about David and what he did and how God used him for his glory, we want to continue to praise the Lord, praising the Lord with your whole heart, not just give God lip service. We want to just do this from our hearts. You know, when you get up in the morning, as I share often, we just get up in the morning and give God praise and just thank him. And I dance through my house, and I'm just giving God the praise because he's an awesome God, just thanking him because he is. He's the one who I can depend on. And when I can't depend on anybody else, we know that God is right there. So we're just going to continue to praise the Lord. You know, when you are going through something, praise the Lord. When nothing is happening in your life that you think is right, just praise the Lord anyhow. When you're praising God, you don't have time to be depressed. You don't have time to be downtrodden. You don't have time to just go into a deep depression. That's the thing. When you're praising God, that's the thing we have to keep in mind. When you're praising him, he's in the midst of your praise. And so we want to continue to praise the Lord and praise him with all that we have, because he is a perfect God and he perfectly blesses us. And so we will continue to praise him no matter
what. God is faithful and he's just and he makes no mistakes. And so we want to continue to just look to him and trust him for everything that we need in our lives. He is the one who he was there in the beginning. He's the one who made the earth. So we just praise him because he made the earth. We praise him because the sun is shining. Even when the rain comes, the rain is good for the plants to grow. The rain is good to clean the atmosphere. The rain is there for a reason. And when it snows, we just praise the Lord anyhow. When we go out and we see the flowers and everything growing, we praise him and honor him and thank him for just all the things that he's doing. He's doing great and absolutely fabulous things for us. He helps us to, he said he gives us the power to get wealth. And so he puts us in a wealthy place. And even as we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, we know that all the things that we need shall be added unto us. So we continue to praise the Lord. And it says, before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. And so, you know, we will not be concerned about who is hearing us. If even like when we're in the churches, we just praise him. And at your home, if you're praising him at home, it's easy for you to go ahead and do it wherever you might be. You could be in your car. You could be anywhere. Just, you know, break out in a praise. That's when you just think of the, you know, the song says, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, my God, I thank God for saving me and keeping me and delivering me. You know, we can just enumerate all the things that God is. You know, we even if we tried to enumerate everything, we couldn't do it today. If we spent the whole day just thinking of all the things that God has done, we would not be have enough time to just number everything that God has done or what God is doing and who God is and how he is so wonderful towards us. So verse number 2 says, I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. My God, God is a loving God. God is a truthful God. Every word of God is true. His word is absolutely everything that we need. Everything that we need is in the word of God. So we just praise God for that. He gives us direction concerning our finances. He gives us direction on how to treat people. He gives us direction on how to forgive and to let go and let God and to honor him. You know, he shows us what to do. He tells us what to do. So, you know, everything that we need is in him. So we shall worship toward the holy temple. You know, we think about the priests when they were, you know, when there was a, the priests were the only ones who could go inside the temple. But we as a people of God today, we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. And the Spirit of the Lord dwells within us. So we use our mouths and we use our bodies to worship him. You know, whatever we do, do it as unto the Lord. Worship him with everything that is within us. And we will continue to bless his holy name because he is a loving and a kind God. He's a perfect God. And just to think of just the fact that God is there, you know, he's there with you. He's here with me. We're in different cities and the fact that he is everywhere, no matter where we are, we can praise him and worship him and honor him because he is. He is a wonderful God. He is a perfect God. He is the one and only wise God. And he's the one who gives us wisdom. So we thank God for the wisdom that he gives us. He's the one who has told us how to save our money. Just think of all that God has in his word. He is the one where we don't know what to do if we just stop and we just ask God, as I used to do when I was working. I would be working sometimes and I would have a glitch, or I would get to a point where I couldn't figure out what was going on or what I needed to do with a particular situation that I was in on the job. And I would just stop and say a prayer and then just listen to the voice of God, and God would show me. He would give me direction on what to do, how to complete whatever task I was doing. Sometimes we have those blocks in our minds where we can't remember some things that we're supposed to be doing or how we're supposed to do it. But if we stop and think and ask the Lord to help us, Lord, help me to do this. I remember one time when my daughter was auditioning. She was going to college, and she had been to this two-year college. So she was had applied to this four-year college to complete the last 2 years of her college degree. So when she went there, she was doing music. And she went in there, and before she went to the audition, we stood in the parking lot and we prayed. And we asked the Lord to give her favor. Now, Jamila had not been, she had been out of music for a while, and she had just come back in and started doing her music once again, playing the piano. So she went in there, and she won the competition. God just gave her favor. People who had been playing music and doing things for maybe 10 or 15 years, and God gave her favor to be able to win the competition and get the money, get the scholarship that they were giving for that particular thing. So we, you know, you pray and you praise and you thank him for those mighty acts that he provides for us. He's the one who can do anything but fail. And so we have to go through life trusting in him and believing that his word is true. You know, if we pray and ask God and believe God, he said in his word that we have to have faith in him. He says that in Hebrews 11 and 6, it says, but without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So he rewards us when we seek him. He's the one who gives us what we desire. Not that we just want to ask him for things all the time, but just the fact that he can do whatever we need him to do. If we think about the Hebrew boys where they were about to be thrown into the fiery furnace, and they said, even though if we know our God is a powerful God, even if he doesn't, we know that he can deliver us. So they went on, they went into the fiery furnace, and they came out just fine. So God has done many things. He's shown us through his word how he can deliver. When you think about Noah and how he delivered Noah and his family, kept them dry and safe when the flood came. That's a miraculous thing when you are the only family that survived the flood. But, you know, God is the one who knows everything. And so we just praise him and we honor him. We have to shout and dance. You know, I shout and dance before the Lord, I tell you. I just praise him, and I'm just excited about the Father, about our God, about what he is doing. And it's just so wonderful, all the things that God is doing. Verse number 3 says, and we're in the book of Psalms 138 for those who just joined us. Psalms 138, verse 3, it says, in the day when I cried, thou answerest me and strengthenest me with strength in my soul. So, you know, when you get weak, when you are falling down or falling backwards, you just call on the Lord, cry unto the Lord. You know, sometimes we just have to cry with a voice of just, Lord, I really do need you. We need to just go to a point sometimes and just cry unto the Lord. I know David, he did many wonderful things to help us to know what to do when we get into trouble. You know, when the time when the army came and took all his family, took his people, and David said, should I go or should I forbear? Should I stay here or should I go? And the Lord told him to go. And he recovered his people. He recovered his wives and everything. So, you know, there are different examples of how God has delivered and God has brought about change and God has shown that he is God. You know, when you just look at what is happening even in our world today, You know, we have peace. I have peace in my heart and in my mind about life because I know who my God is, and I just praise him because he has given me peace. In spite of all the crazy things that are happening, people are getting shot on the freeway, people just driving down the road and getting shot dead, just crazy. But we know that God is there for us, just all kinds of chaotic things happening in our neighborhoods. And we know God is still our protector. So we thank God and we praise him for the angels that he dispatches for us. He has put angels out there to protect us. He put angels there to even talk to us, angels to battle for us. So we thank God for that. We just praise him because he is. Praise God because he's the one, hallelujah, who we can depend on at any time of day or night. When things are just not happening, sometimes things may not seem to be happening fast enough. We still praise him. We still honor him. We still give him the glory because he is the one who is working those things out in our favor. And his timing is the best timing. His timing is better than anybody's timing. You know, I remember many years ago when I first came, when I was in Atlanta, and I was looking for a job. I remember this one particular job. It was over in Decatur. And I wanted that job so bad, and I was just thanking God. I said, Lord, I went to the interview, and I was just feeling good about the job, and I was just praising God. And I did not get it. They hired somebody else. So I said, okay, God, you know, I just thank you because you have something better for me. And that's what I always feel whenever I would lose a job. I said, Lord, I know there's something better for me. You've got something better. And eventually he blessed me with a job where I lasted on that job for 18 years, and then I retired. And so, you know, we have to trust the Lord. We have to praise him because he knows the best thing for us. He's the one who is wise, and he can see the end from the beginning. So, you know, this morning we're just, you know, thinking about the fact that God has given us a mouth. He's given us legs and feet, and we're able to get up and move about and do whatever we need to do. He's given us a brain where we can think. He's given us the resolve to serve him. That's the important thing, that we have come to the body of Christ, and we're part of this royal priesthood, a holy nation. Yes, we are, so we thank God for that. We praise him because he allowed us to come. You know, we could still be in our sin, and sometimes we do get off base, and we may be doing things that may not be what God has called us to do. We may just get a little falling backwards a little bit, but we ask the Lord to forgive us, and he is right there, so we praise him for his forgiveness. He allowed us to come into the kingdom, first of all, and then he allows us to repent when we mess up. There are times we may mess up, and we say, Lord, I ask you to forgive me once again. And we praise him for that. We praise him because we can cry unto him, and he answers us. We cry out sometimes in fear. Sometimes we cry out in distress. There are different kinds of cries unto the Lord. Sometimes we cry out with a joyful cry. There are times we're crying tears of joy. So whatever the occasion, we know that God knows everything. So we just want to praise him and honor him. Let's go back into the word here. We're in the book of Psalms 138, verse number 4. And verse number 4 says, all the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Now, I just thought about this. And, you know, when the kings of the earth, when the leaders of our countries begin to praise the Lord, don't you know that our countries will be in shape, when the kings, the leaders of our nations really get to a point where they're worshiping God and they're praising him. And my goodness, I mean, what a change we would see in this nation. So we can pray that the Lord would change our leaders so that they will praise him, that they will live for him, they will come and be a part of the body of Christ. My God, my God. So we pray that the kings of the earth, all across the earth, every kingdom that is out there, you know, we don't call our nation a kingdom, but it is a kingdom. So we thank God that we can pray for our President Biden and even our Vice President Harris and, you know, all the ones in the Congress and the different places of leadership in our country and even in our churches and our businesses. We can pray that these leaders will turn to God. I mean, there are countries where the leaders are serving God and the countries are blessed and the countries are they're overcoming the dark things that the enemy would try to bring against us. So Verse number 5 here says, yea, they will sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. My God, my God. So we thank God today for the opportunity that we have as a people of God to praise him, to pray, and to see the things that God is doing. You know, we praise him even if we don't see him doing anything special for us. We still praise him because if he doesn't, he certainly can. And so that's one of the things we want to keep in mind, that we just want to praise him no matter what, no matter what is happening, no matter what is going on. You know, many of us have children, and some of our children are at the age where they're still living in the home. And if you have a child that is living in your home, you cover that child in prayer and ask the Lord to deliver them from the different things that they will encounter as they go forward in their lives, as they grow up in the schools, as they go to the different places and they meet different people, and some of them are influenced negatively with what people say and do in the classroom and in these gatherings that they go to. But we praise the Lord that he is protecting our children's minds. And even though they sometimes will go astray, as I did and many of us did when we were, I know I was raised in the church from a baby, and I went astray, but the Lord was right there. Yes, he was there. He's tugging on my heart. You know, I'm doing things and doing crazy stuff, and God was right there because my mother, you know, my daddy, they were praying for me. So we just praise him because somebody prayed for us when we were out there in our sins. So we praise him today, and we pray that the kings of our land, the leaders of our land, will come to the Lord, and we know that great will be our peace if, when our leaders are serving our Father God. Yes, this is so awesome. So we go back to the word here, Psalms 138, verse number 6. It says, though the Lord be high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly, but the proud he knoweth afar off. So even those who are lowly in stature, God, he's right there. He's right there for everybody. He's right there. And those who are proud is those are the ones that God does not really care for. He doesn't like those attitudes, but he wants those who are lowly in heart, those who are humble before him. And so we want to keep that humble heart before the Lord. No matter how well God blesses us, no matter how much God gives us, whether it be clothing and monies and whatever position we may have in a particular company, we still want to have that lowly spirit, that humbleness before God, and continue to praise him, because we don't want to get to a point where we're so high and mighty that we forget who our God is. You know, many people say don't forget where you came from when people start rising financially or become distinguished in our world. We don't want to forget who gave us that opportunity. God is the one who gave us power to get wealth. So we want to continue to praise him all through our lives. Everything that we are doing, we want to praise our God, because he is the one who is doing great things. He's doing wonderful things. And so, you know, if he don't do anything else for us, he's done enough. He's allowed us to be here. And so that's enough. When we are here, we're able to give him the honor, the glory, and the praise. Verse number 7 says, though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thy hand against the wrath of my enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. So David is thanking God and praising him because God is taking care of his enemies. You know, he protected him. I just think about when Saul tried so hard to destroy David, and then he ended up calling David to come and play the harp for him because he had a special spirit. But the Lord protected David. And so, you know, there are different opportunities in the Word for us to see where God protected even Paul and Silas when they were in the jail. They were able to get out. And just so many ways that God has shown down through the years, down through time, how big and wonderful he is, and that we must continue to praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. We just praise the Lord this morning because he is perfecting that which concerneth us. This is in the 8th verse. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands. So God himself made us. We're part of the work of his hands. He stooped down and formed man in his very own image and blew into man the breath of life. And so we can just thank God for the breath of life this morning and the fact that he is the one who is perfecting those things. He's the one who's leading us and guiding us into the right direction so that we can be in the right place at the right time. And when we're not in the right place at the right time, he can still give us favor. He can help us. He can just, you know, protect us from those things that we may not know is happening. So each and every one of us, let's keep our eyes on the Lord. Let's keep our praises in our hearts. Let's keep the praises on our lips. Let's worship him with our lifestyle. Our life should be a worship to the Lord so that others will be drawn to the Lord through our lives, through the Holy Ghost that is in us. Many times we're not even have to say anything, but Jesus in us have to draw others to the Lord. People may ask, well, you know, why do you ask me, why is it that you're so happy all the time? In fact, I had someone say that at my job. Oh, my goodness, when I was in Jacksonville, people talking about one of our managers just said, I just can't understand how a person could be so happy all the time. And it was because of Jesus. And, you know, people want you to be in a place in your life where you are doing what would be pleasing to our Father, pleasing to God, so that others will see the Jesus in you. They may not know that it's the Jesus in you, but they know there's something different about you, about us. We want to live in a different way. We want to live and praise God. Just worship him with our whole being, our hearts, our minds, our souls, our strength, everything that's within us. We want to praise him with everything that we can give to him. So, Lord, we just thank you this morning for your word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We pray, God, today that we have heard this word and we have received it. Oh, God, I pray that each and every one has received something that they can take with them today and move on in their lives, oh, God, and see the great and wonderful things that you have done, and just praise you for everything, oh, God. Just the fact that we have blood still running warm in our veins and we have the breath of life today, God, just so many wonderful things that you're doing is marvelous in our eyes. So, Lord, help us to keep our eyes on the prize, which is the high calling of Jesus Christ, to give you the honor. Yes, Lord, we want to honor you in all that we do. It's in the name of Jesus we pray, and we thank you. We say hallelujah and amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. So just for a moment, if you have a prayer request, we're just going to go ahead and praise God. Praise him this morning, and if we have a little time afterwards, we may take those requests. But while we're praising him,
unmuted.
Trust the Lord. Trust him to do what needs to be done in your life. So let's just lift our voices to the King this morning. We're not going to petition him right now, but you can thank him. If you got need a job, say, Lord, I thank you that I have my job. Lord, I thank you that you healed my knees. Lord, I thank you that you healed my sinuses. So let's just lift our voices to the King right now.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you. Father, oh, yes, thank you, Lord, for who you are. Thank you, Father. Oh,
thank you, Father.
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you, Lord, for what I always have done.
For all that you do for me, Lord.
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you
for the time and words to say, Heavenly Father. I praise you and thank you for me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, I don't like you today.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, there's no one like you, Lord. Oh, yes,
God is so good, and If you got something burning that you need to get out this morning, we're just going to give you that opportunity. We're right at the top of the hour, so if you could just share that real quick, that would be great. All right.
All right.
Well, we'll just go ahead and we're going to go ahead and conclude this hour. We thank God for everyone who joined us today. We did have some technical difficulties, but, you know, we pressed through and we got through this hour of power of prayer. And we know that God is still working miracles so great. So we appreciate you just bearing with us. And thank you, Sister Maria. I see where you sent the number. Those who could not get in were able to get in on the other number. I do appreciate that. We know that God still works miracles. So this morning I decree for every sister and brother that every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us, we just reject it in the name of Jesus. We know that the Lord God Almighty is the one who is protecting us from the evil one. We're sending back those words to the sender in every ditch that somebody dug for us, that they fall into it themselves in the name of Jesus. I decree this morning that we will cast our cares upon him because he cares for us, and we shall delight ourselves in the Lord, and he gives us the desires of our hearts. I decree that our families are blessed, our children are taught of the Lord, and great shall be their fruit. I decree that our bodies will be in the Christ of Jesus. We love God and keep his commandments. Let us go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That's the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. So let us rejoice in the Lord, because the Lord God is our strength. Yes, he is. Make our feet like hind feet. He will put us in a sure place. We will be able to climb those mountains with him, and he will make us go up on those high places. And so as we go, we'll remember that we are workers together with the Lord. Amen, amen. I love each and every one of you, and I thank you for loving me back.
Amen.
I love each other and see God doing great things through and for us. Carl, have a beautifully blessed day full of God's love. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, and love offering anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.